Welcome to our podcast today. We're so excited to have you with us. My name's Mandy, and this is Robin with our Essential Conversations. Today, we want to talk a little bit about building success without burnout. I don't know about you, but boy, it's sure easy when we desire to have super successful businesses to feel burned out in that process. And so, today, we want to talk about a few different things that we can do to eliminate some of that full-on burnout. So we're going to talk about, yes, that's what we're going to be talking about. We're so excited. Some of the common struggles that I've noticed is that people that have businesses are super high achievers. And I know that Robin is a super high achiever. I'm a super high achiever. There's so many things we want to accomplish. But many times throughout that, if there's a lack of looking at who we are and paying attention to our self-care, then some of that seems to kind of go to the wayside. Robin, have you found ever in your life that some of your personal care kind of got put to the side?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And when I find that I'm struggling the most, I have to stop and figure out where am I at? How can I support myself through this process?
Yes. And so we're going to talk about some of those things of how we can support ourselves through that journey. I know, there was a time in my life where I thought, okay, if I put everything out on the line, then I'll be able to achieve the greatest success. And so I put my sleep aside, I put my body aside, I put all my friends aside, and I realized that that wasn't very effective. So, something that I have found is when you take little bits of time throughout a day, that you can have greater success. So, we're going to look at a few different things. When we're in a hurry, that leads to burnout. When we have a misconception out there that self-care is selfish, and it's not selfish. It allows us to be better in the long run to help other people. And then there's real life examples that you and I that we can be successful and we can have self-care and we can help other people. For a
Well,
moment, let's
for me, I
what about
find like setting boundaries is important, and to make my ideas and my ways of doing things as important as someone else's, that I need to do things in the way that's right for me. And so sometimes that means creating boundaries. Setting boundaries so that I can make sure that I'm honoring what I truly think and what I how I need to do things that are in the best way for me, that are using my strengths.
Yeah, and Robin, how have you found that setting boundaries has strengthened your relationship? Let's say your business boundary and your relationship with your spouse. How have you found your relationship with your spouse to be stronger as you set the business boundary?
Well, when I set the business boundary so that I make sure I have the time to accomplish what I need to, then I'm more open to having the time for Randy or for, and it doesn't mean that I won't set aside the things that I have, semi-scheduled, that are just something I'm working on, but maybe I'm just kind of spending time on the computer, that it's not something I necessarily have to be doing right then I'm willing to set that aside and be there for the relationship to do something spontaneous. But I find that when I'm setting boundaries with others, then Randy respects that and can see that I am doing things in the way that's right for me. I, like I would say in the beginning that he kind of wanted to tell me how to do my business. And over time, he learned that he needs to allow me to do my business instead.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you know, it's so great that you have such a supportive spouse that supports you in your business and helps you to work through that.
I'm just
What do you do? Like, how do you put your roller on? You put your oil on?
Blue Lotus.
Blue Lotus is a great one. Why do you think you choose, why did you choose Blue Lotus today?
Love this scent. It just uplifts me, makes me feel present. And I want to just quickly look up what its properties are.
And that's a beautiful, you know, it is amazing how sometimes we feel stuck in being able to take care of ourselves. But you know, you're able to use that oil as that form of self-care
Yes.
to
So
help you focus and be in
this
the
is
moment.
about awakening, and
Oh.
it helps you if you're feeling spiritually stagnant, blocked intuition, if you're lost, bitter, resentful, blaming, numb, apathetic, closed, mired, low energetic vibration, and it just creates a spiritual awakening, bliss, an aspiring and transcending. Guided open growth,
Ooh.
inspired, free, clean, spiritual purpose, radiant, loved. And yeah, it just makes me feel really good.
Those are all good ones. Those are so good. You know, it's so fascinating this morning when I put a few of my different blends on before our call, our recording today. There's a blend that I've made that for some reason my body absolutely loves, and it's got a whole bunch of different things in it. And I will take and find different oils that my body wants, and then I put it all together in one, and then that's what I use. So I can run down the list. It's and I'll go fast. It's like clary sage, neowood, rose, tulsi, patchouli, basil, forgive, marjoram, myrrh, and Roman chamomile.
Nice,
And
nice.
then I just stick it on, rub my wrists together, and I'm done.
And
And it
that's just like the beginning of feeling good, so that you have that good energy to bring to
Yeah,
the
bring to
whatever
wherever I
you're
go.
doing. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know, it's fascinating. Everybody has some form of self-care. And you know, this might be the way that we take care of ourselves to be prepared to go out and be successful in a business or as we meet other people.
And I
But
just
what are some
really wanted to mention that the app that I looked up those properties on is Essential Emotions, and
Oh,
it's
that's
a
a
great
great
app
one.
for giving you the information about the qualities of an oil.
That's beautiful, Robin. Thank you. And, you know, if anybody out there, I know that sometimes, I don't know, life gets really stressful. If any of you are feeling stressful or needing that support or assistance in maybe some different essential oils that can support your body, as you're going through different emotions, Robin and I are more than happy to coach you through some of that to help you to move forward and to gain some momentum because each of you have so much to give. And I know that Robin and I have used the essential oils to move so that our businesses can move too.
Right.
And we're excited to share some of those things with you.
And one of the other things that we both do that is a real self-care routine is the Miracle Morning. And you'll hear this theme also throughout our conversations because it's been so meaningful. But it consists of savers, silence, affirmation, vision, exercising, reading, and scribing.
Yes.
And doing each of those each day for, 5 minutes each, or sometimes less, sometimes more.
Depends on the day, but
Yeah.
it sure makes a difference.
Yeah, it just kind of rounds you out and gives you those good feelings of not just like if I take an hour to meditate and then I'm running behind all day and I don't have time to exercise and I don't have time to visualize or whatever else, I read, then it can kind of be one dimensional. But when do this 5 minutes of each, and then you can spend longer if you have the time in one area.
It's so true. It's so
Really
true.
well.
And it's so fascinating. As we were talking, I realized this morning I didn't get to do my miracle morning yet. And so I'm going to go back and do that because there is such a grounding connection to that.
I did like half of mine. I did the first SAV, and then I'll do the exercise reading and scribing afterwards. So
Yes, I
later in
did get to the
the day. It doesn't
exercise.
all have to be in the morning.
No, it doesn't have to all be in the morning, but I did get to the exercise part. Just go back and do the rest.
Right.
And so, I think that those are a couple things. So the miracle morning is a good springboard to have a successful business, using these essential oils to help get out of your own way or finding the blocks that are holding you back. Those are a couple tools to help in that momentum with your successful business that you're creating.
And I think you had also mentioned, or I had read in your notes about sleep and the importance of sleep. And so the essential oils and supplements can help with that. I love the Serenity gel caps for that, along with Copaiba for any bit of inflammation that I may have. But also, meditation can help you sleep. I do a thing I call my path to healing, where I write in my journal at night and I write down the things that I am doing to heal myself, to help myself. And
Robin, that's so great.
then I share it with an accountability partner. And it just, if I'm in a rant, if something's bothering me from the day, then I'll go ahead and write that out, but then I'll write the opposite,
Oh,
because
yeah.
learning doing what the opposite, what if the opposite were true, really helps me, because when I reread it, all those negative things I was telling myself about myself, oh, what a failure I am, or what a jerk I am for doing this or that, or I'm not smart enough, or whatever it is, the nonsense we tell ourselves. When I write the opposite of that and I reread it, like, that's the truth. And
Yeah.
I don't know how I got away from that, but there is a truth in the opposite of the garbage we feed ourselves. And it helps me to get back on track.
And that's so important to be back on track and to understand that,
Yeah.
and it's
Into
fast.
meditative music, just, whatever you need to do to get yourself back
Yeah,
into.
it's fascinating. There's times that other people on our are in our life giving us those words that maybe aren't encouraging. And sometimes it's ourself that are, we're feeding ourselves these words that don't encourage us to continue to move forward in life. And so that hinders our business growth. So just like you said, taking those words and switching them around. And reading those encouraging words can help us to move forward. I know that there's a man, we may have talked about it last time, but Emoto, he did an experiment with water crystals and looking at those and how the words that we say to ourselves and to others and the words that others say to us, affect our life and affect our body.
Right. Yes, the the words had such a profound impact on the crystals and on the water rather, and how
Yes.
the what images they formed, and it was just amazing. And if you think about your plants, when people talk to their plants, or they thrive.
Yeah, at first I thought that was so silly. I'm like, why would you talk to a plant? And then I watched and I'm like, watch what you say to your plants. It makes a big difference.
Yeah, what do you say to your atmosphere? What do you say to your spouse? What do you say to your friends or your siblings, your family? Sometimes we're, people put on one face for their friends, but then with their family, they may be a completely different person. Like you hear, like a minister who, was so kind and loving to his parishioners, but you find out later that he was a real jerk at home, And we can all be like that, because with that person we feel safe with, we may be harsher, we may take out some of our unhappiness, frustration, whatever.
Yeah.
And
And
not
it's
helpful to the relationship.
right. And it sometimes it's hard to see that within ourselves,
Yes.
But it's good when you start to see patterns of certain things in your life, your relationships with money, your relationships with other people, your environment. If you look at that, it kind of starts to tell a story of what's really going on inside of yourself.
We were talking recently about how, if we're trying to help someone else, one of our clients or a friend or a spouse, a parent, child, whatever, and we're likely to, we've got some opinions there about what they ought to do or how what they can do, and what we can invite them to try and all of that. But then we need to apply it to ourselves
Yep.
and say, yeah. So I call it note to self, whenever I'm telling someone what they should be doing or making a recommendation. I try not to shoot on people or myself. And but then I'll find, like, for instance, someone was talking about trust. No. What they were saying was that they were praying to God and asking for help and all of this. And it came to me to say to them, can you replace the word asking God for help and guidance to I'm trusting God for help and guidance? And even saying it rolls off your tongue differently. It feels differently in your body. And so anyway, I had said that to them. I'm sorry. And then I was reading in the book that I read every day, my devotional book called Jesus Calling, and he said, trust me in everything. And it was like, oh yeah, I need to do that. Not just
Yes.
someone else,
Yeah, just like that, Robin. I think sometimes, I came across a scripture passage yesterday that if you lack wisdom, ask God. And I think many times in a lot of these areas, we may lack wisdom of how to handle something or how to move forward. But if
One.
we ask, we receive guidance and direction. And sometimes that guidance and direction comes through other trusted mentors.
Yeah, if you don't know what you want or how to do something, then what you want is clarity. And you can pray for clarity. You can look for clarity. You can ask for clarity.
It's
So,
so true.
and trust that that clarity will come when you open yourself to
It's
receiving
very
that.
true. Very true. Well, Robin, it's been such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I always love our conversations, so I
I
hope
do too. It's so fun.
all of you have enjoyed it as well.
It's been so fun. Well, thank you. And I hope that as we continue to move forward, that each of you are able to gain something from this, just like we have.
Right. Thank you for joining us.